And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics, and this week's hot politics, we are dealing with a serious fire. Serious situation. So on the 6th of July, the KZN
2025, just in case
2025,
you're watching this sometime
year.
In the future, maybe 2030.
The KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General. All right, it's a very serious.
Mkhonazi.
Yes, he made allegations during a media briefing in Durban. Accusing senior officials, including the police minister, Senzo Chunu, and Deputy National Commissioner for Crime Detection, Lieutenant General Shadrack Sibiya, of interfering in police investigations and colluding with criminal syndicates. And we are going to dive into that. It's going to be quite an interesting show. Pascal, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah, basically, General Kumar... Mkhonazi, listen to me, I get tongue-tied. So obviously he made he undertook a press conference on Sunday the 6th of July. And to be honest, what he said is explosive. Now, I think for the average person, we know that this kind of thing's happening. But for someone to be making these accusations, and the accusations he made are not only for the National Commissioner for Crime Detection, but also the Minister of Police in the Cabinet of the President of the Republic of South Africa. He's implicating them that they are in thick, they're like this, according to him, with drug lords, organized crime. He also made an inference to the fact that many politicians are involved, and that there are a number of politicians in Parliament, in South Africa's national parliament, that are involved. There are members of the judiciary, in other words, judges, that are involved. And so that's what we're going to be looking at. And, as to, I can't verify his allegations, but I think most people believe that stuff like this is happening, you know, in the Republic of South Africa. And, we're gonna talk about that today.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show, as always, right here on The Political Show on Active FM, where radio has never been better and Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. All the choices you made, did you make them
again? Like what you're listening to? Of course you
of
do.
Of course you do. Course.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
Right, so we're going to be looking at three allegations that were made by General Mkhonazi, and you're going to be hearing our thoughts on that. So the first one is political interference and disbandment of the political killing task team. Mkhonazi claimed that Minister Mchunu orchestrated the disbandment of the political killing task team, established in 2018 to investigate politically motivated violence in KZN. The team had a strong track record investigating 612 case dockets, arresting 436 suspects, including 35 police officers. They recovered 156 firearms, and 55 of those firearms were linked to political crimes, and secured 128 convictions with over 1,881 years of combined sentencing. So they were at work. They were quite busy. They were doing what they were brought together to do. And from those years of sentences, it included 29 life terms. However, on the 31st of December 2024, Mchunu allegedly ordered the team's disbandment and the withdrawal of 121 case dockets, which have since remained uninvestigated at SAPS headquarters in Pretoria. SAPS is our South African police services, for those that are listening outside of South Africa. And Nkonazi stated that this move was unauthorized by the National Police Commissioner General Fani Masemola and aimed to protect a criminal syndicate. That is a hectic allegation. What are your thoughts on that?
The South African police services do not have a good reputation in South Africa.
Yeah.
And when you start speaking to people, you know, that are within the police force, there are huge problems. One of the problems, for example, is that when police officers resign or police officers retire or they die, they're not being replaced. In fact, in a meeting with a colonel recently, the colonel was saying that because people from his generation are not being replaced, that there was a 5-year experience gap within the police. Sure. On top of that, there's also been the accusations that came out of what they call ghost workers. In other words, that's money that the state is paying for people that don't exist.
Sure.
You know, so maybe some of these police officers that are not being replaced, are they ghost workers? We don't know. The other thing is, we also know that if you go and speak to the average South African, they're going to tell you, like here in Johannesburg, for example, that everyone knows where the drug dealers are operating from. Everyone knows who they are. Everyone knows what they're doing. And yet when they go and they complain to the police, nothing happens. So we know this. We know this, you know, for a fact. We also know that in those times where the police do act, then the people who came forward with allegations are not necessarily willing to go and testify in court about what, you know, the thing that they've reported to the police. Some of the police officials are what they call reservists. In other words, they don't work for the police. They will work typically overnight or on a weekend on a voluntary basis. They'll go out. They've got police training. So they've got the powers of the police. They're called police reservists. And even with those guys, they go in with their bulletproof jackets, you know, and all of that sort of stuff. And then after the fact, when it comes time for them to go to court to testify as to, you know, what happened on a particular raid or something like that, then what will typically happen is that the guys want the excitement. This is how it was put to us. The guys want the excitement, you know, of going in and doing the arrest and all of that sort of stuff, and not, but they're not willing to do the work, the mundane work of sitting in a courtroom the whole day waiting to testify for 5 or 10 minutes, you know, around the case. We also know that there have been problems around the political interference and disbandment of political killings. Now, some of the people are actually calling these accusations that General Nkonazi is making. And so one of the things that was alleged by him, there is 121 case dockets which have been withdrawn that were being investigated by this unit.
Yep.
And they remain uninvestigated, and the files are sitting at the South African Police Services headquarters in Pretoria. And he stated that this move was unauthorized by National Police Commissioner General Fani Masemola. So, what the accusation is that the Minister of Police ordered those cases be removed from the political killings task team, be taken to the SAPS National Headquarters in Pretoria, and that he ordered this without going through the National Police Commissioner, General Fani Masemola. Now, I don't know about you, but in my view, That's some pretty specific allegation there. Mm. That should be something that's very easy to verify.
Yeah.
If you are a so-called journalist.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. I mean, any journalist should be able to go and verify, are there 121 cases that have been investigated by the Political Killings Task Team with which nothing has happened this year?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be out of alignment with the previous track record of the task team.
Yeah.
Is the task team still in place? What's happening with the task team?
Yeah.
You know, these are all things that you can very easily go and verify. So now when they're saying he needs to provide proof, well, that allegation in of itself, of 121 case dockets being removed from this task team in KwaZulu-Natal and now sitting in the office in Pretoria, and that nothing's been done with them, and we're talking July, and this happened in December.
Mm. That is a problem.
Well, I mean, that is huge.
Yeah, that is a very...
That is massive. Problem. And we're talking about major crime syndicates here, political killings. We're not talking about some little guy getting a parking ticket.
Yeah.
For me, that in and of itself is massive. So verify that.
Yeah.
If you've got that, there should be a judicial commission of inquiry.
Yeah.
And the top brass in the police should be answering before Parliament, before the portfolio committee, on what is going on here. They're talking about it as it's being a fight between two individuals. That may be the case. I don't know if it's just a fight, but I mean, the issue is he provided some pretty
serious,
detailed
yeah.
allegations, which are of a treasonous nature.
Yeah.
They rise to the level of treason
yeah.
against the state of South Africa.
They do.
And the press are not even investigating to see is what he's saying true.
Yeah.
So what are they complicit in this? What's going on?
Yeah. And then he continues, and he alleged that there's an existence of a powerful criminal syndicate that involves senior politicians, police officers, prosecutors, judges, and business people. Okay, this is another very serious allegation. And he says that this criminal syndicate is operating primarily in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. The syndicate, allegedly tied to drug cartels, is accused of undermining investigations, protecting criminals, and redirecting public resources for political campaigns.
Now, just before you go on the next part of that, what he said in the press conference,
yeah,
what he said was that there were investigations that were going on here in Gauteng.
Mm.
And then there were certain implications and WhatsApp messages and all sorts of things that were uncovered, and that the police leadership in Gauteng ordered them to stand down. And the police officers involved were not happy with this.
Mm.
And that's why they went to General Mkhonazi, who's the police commissioner in KwaZulu-Natal. So we're in Gauteng here in Johannesburg, so we're one province, and there's a police commissioner here. General Mkhonazi is the police commissioner in KwaZulu-Natal. So these officers who'd obviously been involved working with General Mkhonazi, they went to him and complained that their superiors are stopping them from doing their work. I just wanted to mention that was the claim that he made.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that's quite quick to verify too, if you ask me.
Yeah,
it's not hard to verify whether that's true or not if you've got the right context.
Yeah, and he specifically pointed to businessman Vusimuzi Cat Matlala, who was arrested in May 2025 for attempted murder, and he had secured a 360 million SAPS contract. All right, this is someone who was arrested for attempted murder. And he was able to secure a contract worth 360 million rand. Mkhonazi presented evidence including WhatsApp messages and financial transactions suggesting Matlala was funding Chunu's political activities such as ANC events through an associate Brown. I can't pronounce that surname.
Brown Mokgotsi.
Yes, Brown Mokgotsi.
Now, the Minister of Police. And the Minister of Police's name is Senzo Mchunu. Okay. The allegation was this, that Senzo Mchunu was asked in Parliament if he knew Brown Mokgosi. He said he does not. Then he said there's a recording where he says, yeah, Brown Mokgosi is ours. On the hearing in Parliament was around the 5th of March, and this recording was around the 30th or 31st of March, 2025. Or 2024, I'm not sure now. I think 2025. So then what happened was that there was also a discussion around the fact that, or around a statement that that the Minister of Police went to a place called Lusiki Siki with Brown Mokgosi. And that Brown Mokgosi was the sponsor of the event, the police event that they were going to in Lusiki Siki.
Sure.
Now, I'm sorry, but you can very quickly verify if that's true. I mean, a good journalist would very easily find out, was General Nkunazi with Brown Mokgosi and Lusiki Siki on that particular day? If he was, then how could he say in Parliament he does another guy?
Yeah.
Okay? It's very quick for them to investigate whether or not this guy has funded things in the police or on behalf of Senzongchun, the Minister of Police.
Yeah.
And yet, now they're saying, and a lot of the headlines I'm seeing, is that the general, Lieutenant General Makwanzi is under pressure to produce the evidence. Okay? He's already given you details that you can go and verify.
Yeah.
He's saying there are WhatsApp messages. He doesn't have to produce the evidence. The thing is, at the end of the day, he's put facts, like not facts, but he's put specific details, which can either be true or not true.
Yeah.
And there's no investigation of whether those details are true or not. And so that now, to me, just when I'm looking at this for myself, the fact that the media seems to be covering this thing up and saying it's just a fight between them and not actually going and looking at the specifics and saying, and also they're making statements that he's produced no evidence.
Yeah.
When he's actually produced evidence.
Yeah. It's been very specific in the statements that he's made.
Yeah, I mean, the press conference was over an hour long.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of very specific things he said there. Names, all right, and all of this sort of thing. And he was also careful not to mention certain names. Like he said, there are politicians in Parliament that are implicated in this thing. He didn't name them. So obviously that indicated he's not 100% sure about the info. Whereas these things that he did specifically say, he's 100% sure about the info.
Yeah.
It's concerning.
It is. And then the third allegation is that senior SAPS officials, including Sibiya, were involved in covering up crimes such as withdrawing critical case dockets and failing to act on evidence linking recovered firearms to unsolved murders of prominent South African artists since 2021. He alleged that Mokgosi, described as a close associate of Mchunu, meddled in police operations, including pushing for the arrest of Nkwanazi and crime intelligence head Lieutenant General Dumisani Khumalo.
Mokgosi obviously is not a police officer. So, what was he pushing for the arrest on? Again, these are things you can investigate. There are specific things the press can look at. Why are the press not looking at it? Why are they just saying that he's under pressure to produce evidence? I don't know how many police commissioners were sitting there at that press conference with him from KwaZulu-Natal. Okay, he wasn't there on his own. And then there were also these masked guys, like paratrooper type acts with semi-automatic rifles and masks on. You know, like these special forces or something like that. And the thing is, at the end of the day, those guys could only have been there to give a message. So don't touch our general. If you touch our general, we're coming after you.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if he didn't, if that message isn't sent, and if that protection isn't there with these allegations, this guy's life's at risk.
Yeah.
Now, is General Nkunazi, is he a good guy? Is he innocent? I don't know. I wouldn't know. And I'm wondering who gave him permission. I mean, one of the theories that I heard is that ex-president Jacob Zuma is now the leader of the Mkhonto Sizwe party. Gave him permission to have that press conference. If you don't have someone like Zuma in your corner and you make allegations like this, you've signed your own death warrant.
No, you
or
have, yeah.
You're going to be arrested and tried and convicted on some fraudulent crime, which you never committed.
Yeah. And obviously, this is very big news. It's not just something small that someone called a press conference for. And because of that, we've got political parties like the EFF, the DA, MK Party, and the SACP, who called for urgent investigations and Mchunu's suspension, and the DA requested a snap parliamentary debate. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, President Cyril Ramaphosa did fire that DA deputy minister.
Mm.
So surely with an allegation like this, the minimum of a suspension is warranted.
Yeah.
Because for the rest of us, I mean, there's... where we are all sitting, there's a 50% chances is true, 50% chance is not true.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, if there's a 50-50 chance that something like this is true, then surely it warrants his suspension.
Mm.
And the other thing is an immediate debate in Parliament.
Yeah.
Over the conduct of the police minister and calling General Nkunazi, calling the others, and let them bring the evidence.
Mm.
Surely... you know, we shouldn't be waiting. In fact, the parliamentary debate should have been called on Monday or Tuesday of this week.
Yeah. And then we've got President Cyril Ramaphosa, who described the allegations as a grave national security concern that required priority attention.
But the majority of people believe this is happening.
Yeah, that's true. And then lastly, we've got Mchunu and Sibiya, who denied the allegations, with Mchunu calling them baseless and Sibiya labeling them embarrassing and untrue.
Yeah, those are labels.
Yeah.
You can label anything. Eh?
Yeah. So yeah. We'll just see how it turns out. What are your final thoughts on the whole situation?
Just one of the comments.
Yeah.
Violence monitor Mary De Haas criticized Nkunazi for going public instead of using internal channels, suggesting he might be captured and influenced by others. Okay. This is what a lot of people are saying. He should have used the internal channels. My question is why?
Mm.
People believe stuff like this is happening.
Mm.
No one's life has fallen apart in South Africa as a result of it. People aren't going, oh, you know, people believe this is happening. And so, at the end of the day, why must it be internal?
Yeah.
If you've got the Minister of Police involved, how can you tell the guy to use internal channels?
Mm.
And if the Minister of Police is involved and the President doesn't act against him, then one has to start asking questions about the President.
Mm.
And so, at the very least, a debate in Parliament and a hearing in Parliament is warranted. And this calls for a Judicial Commission of Inquiry. You've got very serious, very senior people in the police forces that are making very serious and very contradicting statements. That requires a Judicial Commission of Inquiry. And so... it says that also the city of Johannesburg announced it would investigate claims of a drug syndicate operating in Gauteng metros. So, our city council here in Johannesburg is going to investigate whether there's a drug syndicate operating in Gauteng metros. Okay. I'm not 100% sure what to say about that. What do you mean if? There are drug-related killings happening all the time.
Yeah.
What do you mean if? There's gang-related drug murders happening. There are so many people on drugs. There are more rehabs than what we've got I don't know, pairs of shoes in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
One of the biggest businesses which is not reported on in Johannesburg is the running of drug rehab centers. What do you mean if? The one time a businessman, a number of years ago, was having supper with his friend. Now, this guy had done some very questionable things. Very, very questionable things, including giving, it was something like 80 or 90 million rand of shareholders' money to the ANC. Out of Durban, Rudaport, Deep Mines. And this guy was driving over a bridge over the M1 highway. I think it's Athol Oaklands. And there was a guy, it's like a park there, right on the corner. And a guy shot him as he's driving past. Whoop, dead. Mm. We have taxi bosses ordering the murder of rivals on our street. We all see it.
Yeah.
There was one here, not far from here, what, about a kilometer from here, on the main corner by the main race course here, Turfentine race course, a taxi boss related hit was done on that intersection with children and mothers and all sorts of people watching. A very busy intersection. And these things happen, yeah, often. If you're involved with the taxi industry, don't drive through Turfentine, because they'll take you out. We know this stuff's happening. And now the city says it will investigate the claims of a drug syndicate.
Hmm.
In the west of Johannesburg, residents were pelting police vehicles for doing nothing about the drugs, for doing nothing about the gangsters. Okay? We ourselves as a church have been involved with another church where gangsters came in and shot a pastor or a prophet while he was preaching. All right, this is what happened. This is what goes on all the time. What do you mean if there's a drug syndicate? There isn't. I don't believe there's one drug syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's multiple.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you give a comment? Maybe I've gone overboard here.
No, I totally agree with everything.
Do people all complain? We know where the drug dealers are.
Yeah.
We know where the pimps are.
Yeah. I mean, there was that time in Rosettenville, was it 2017, 2018, where they were burning the houses? It was 2017.
All the known drug houses.
Yeah.
And those,
the people of the community took it upon themselves to deal with the drug.
And the media said those were xenophobic attacks.
Yeah.
Meantime, there were South Africans and foreigners all together of all races.
Yeah.
That went and burned every one of those drug houses down.
Yeah.
And that was because the guys wanted to hijack an old white woman's house. And that was one hijacking too many. The people lost it.
Yeah. Yeah. That is exactly it. So we're going to see how the story unravels. It's obviously going to be on the top of our, well, of mine. I'm sure yours as well.
Well, one of the statements that gets made.
Yeah.
And this is the statement. I just want to make a comment on this. While Nkunazi's allegations are serious, they remain unproven and require substantial, thorough, formal investigations. Now, I just want to say they do require thorough, formal investigations. Why are the investigations not happening yet?
Yeah.
They should have been happening on Monday. Then President Cyril Ramaphosa, we're waiting for him to return from Brazil from a BRICS summit, which is getting us 40% tariffs, it looks like, from the 1st of August, you know. And we're probably going to lose jobs. But, you know, oh my goodness. You know, where's the investigation?
Yeah.
Where's the crowd? Where's the pressure to launch a formal investigation? Where's the pressure from the media to launch a judicial commission of inquiry?
Yeah.
You didn't keep quiet like this. And you weren't, you know, objective, and I'm going to use that in quotes, like this relating to COVID-19 and COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
So now why are you being so objective now?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. So it's going to be on the top of our radar. We are going to keep up with what's happening with the if there's going to be any investigation that's going to happen.
I'll make a prediction.
Yeah.
If many of the powers that be have their way, this issue is just going to drift off into the sunset.
Mm.
And the hope is that people are going to forget this.
Yeah.
But people are living this. What General Nkunazi has alleged, people are living it every day.
Yeah. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you."
Now, obviously, you know, that statement was being made to the nation of Israel. And they were about to go in and to take the promised land. And so they were going into unknown territory. But you know what I want to say to you, and I believe for many people that might be watching this who are living outside of South Africa, I want to warn you, I believe South Africa in many ways is a test case for you. You know, when I look at how Europe has let people in on boats and all sorts of things, and people have broken the law and they've never done anything to sort out the people who have broken the law, even to house them at taxpayers' money in hotels, you know, and things like that. Our problems are coming to you. And, you know, basically, the whole thing of not having a border was, I think, Trajan first.
Mm.
All right? I'm of the view that there's more illegal non-South Africans living in South Africa than South Africans. And when I say South Africans, I'm including, like, people like Giggs who foreigners with documents. I believe there's more people here that are living here than... you know, then what we know. And so you're sitting here now with a whole melting pot. And when these accusations start becoming public, and now if these guys start shooting each other or something like that were to start happening, you know, then things become very uncertain. But there's perfect certainty in the Lord. And that's what I want to encourage you with today, that you trust the Lord and you follow His ways and you follow His purpose. And if you follow His purpose, the Lord will see you through.
Mm.
I believe God wants to bless you today in spite of these allegations. I believe that wherever you are, you know, and it doesn't matter where you are, stories like this are happening. We know it's not just in the movies. I mean, you watch movies about things like stories like this. So we know it's happening. But God is on the throne. God is in control. And stories like this have been happening throughout history. Just here we've got the unusual happening of some person who knows what's going on, potentially standing up and potentially unmasking the whole veil and saying, this is what's really going on. And so I want to encourage you today to hold on to the Lord with all your heart. Because if you hold on to the Lord with all your heart, He will see you through.
Amen.
He has a purpose for your life. And the purpose is for His glory to shine through you and on you.
Amen. This has
I wanted to say other stuff and I thought, let me not. Because then I'll talk for another half an hour.
This has been an amazing show right here on Active Family Radio. Has never been better. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Are you with General Mkwanazi and agree with what he's saying? Or do you think that he's just reached a bit overboard and it might come crumbling down on him? What are your thoughts with the situation? Let us know in the comments below. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we've had...
Gavin Insland.
Pastor Gavin Insland, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.